A large crowd of locals and visitors gathered at the Danoya Joe Cultural Center on Dawson's Front Street at 11 a.m. on June 21 to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day. The sacred fire was kindled in the courtyard and, after an opening prayer by Trondek Weechin, T.H., Elder Doris Roberts, the crowd was reminded by T.H. Cowan. Kylie Van Every to respect the symbol. "We just want to acknowledge that the sacred fire is burning right over here. We just ask that no garbage, tobacco or cigarettes, are allowed in the fire. This is a sacred fire and will be burning throughout the ceremony." Following this came the ceremonial raising of the TH and Yukon flags. Then the Trondek Weechin Han singers performed, led by Allison Anderson and Georgette McLeod. They opened with the welcome song, and offered several more numbers: Moosehide Eagle, Happy Day, Luck Cho and A, Salmon Song, Grandma's Song, and Ross River Song, before closing their set with the flag song, while waving their new, large TH kerchiefs. Hockey Chief Darren Taylor was the first speaker. "Trondek Weechin are fortunate to stand here on our own land and under our own leadership, thanks in no small part to the resilience of our ancestors. Over the past 130 years, attempts to colonize our land, or laws, or spirituality, and our system of kinship have made it at times difficult, or even impossible, to come together in pride and unity. We give thanks today to those who chose to uphold our traditions, despite hardships. We are here, and we are home today because of their wisdom. We are self-governing because of their tenacity and sacrifice. We are proud of ourselves because we are proud of them," he said. "As we have done on this land, since time immemorial, we welcome all those who are visiting our traditional territory today. A large part of who we are as Trondek Weechin is defined by our desire to welcome guests and strangers, to share in our knowledge and stories, and invite all those who are seeking, and assenting, into good and respectful relationships with our land." The second speaker was Dawson's Mayor Stephen Johnson. "It is with immense gratitude and respect that we are gathered to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day, a day of reflection, learning, and appreciation for the rich traditions, history and contributions of Indigenous communities across this land. In particular, we honor the Trondek Weechin, whose stewardship of these lands, deep cultural wisdom and unwavering spirit continue to inspire and guide us all. The stories of resilience, the songs of the ancestors and the lessons of the land remind us of the profound strength and beauty woven into the fabric of Trondek Weechin heritage," he said. "I am very pleased that Town Council, by unanimous vote on our June 17 meeting, passed a resolution that proclaims we honor the Trondek Weechin on this day. The celebration is not just about looking back. It is about embracing a future rooted in mutual understanding, respect and collaboration. It is about recognizing that the voices and knowledge of Indigenous peoples are essential to shaping a more just and sustainable world. Today, as we stand together, we acknowledge the past, celebrate the present and commit to the future." Following the speeches, activities were announced: a scavenger hunt based on the Han language and a demonstration of First Nation hand games. The formal part of the day concluded with a closing prayer offered by TH Elder Clara Van Bibber. Following that, the afternoon continued with entertainment from visiting New Zealand performer Wahia Te Pōuri Tamu, the duo of Boyd Benjamin and Kevin Barr, Uncle Jimmy and Hammerstones, and the Dawson City Fiddlers, youth and adult. There was also a merchandise tent and a concession with traditional food, including bannock. As noted by Taylor early in his speech, this was not a typical sunny June day, with smoke from the fires beyond West Dawson and Sunnydale across the Yukon River tainting the normally clean air and cooling the area. Dan Davidson taught in Beaver Creek, Faro, and Dawson from 1976 to 2008. Since 1977, he has been writing reviews, news and commentary for the Whitehorse Star and What's Up Yukon, and recently for the late Yukon Star. In 1989, he helped to found the Klondike Sun, which he edited for 31 years, and remains on its board of directors.